Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The U.S. government is closer to the brink of a major war than at any time in decades. The American media has mostly not reported developments. Once again, it is up to me to give you the details. The U.S. government has suspended cooperation with Russia over military actions in Syria. The crux of this dispute is the Russian and Syrian military shelling targets in the city of Aleppo, which includes rebel forces supported by the U.S. government. In response, Russia has called home the families of its worldwide diplomatic staff. China now has troops in Syria as allies of Russia and Syria. The British government has authorized its pilots in Syria, who think they are endangered by Russian aircraft, to shoot them down. Typically, such policy changes only occur after consultation with the U.S. The U.S. government is pushing the United Nations Security Council to declare Russia guilty of war crimes in Syria. Samantha Power, the U.S.'s ambassador to the United Nations, stated, quote, "What Russia is sponsoring and doing is not counterterrorism, it is barbarism," unquote. Candidate Hillary Clinton in last week's presidential debate advocated, quote, "a no-fly zone and safe zones," unquote, in Aleppo. This proposal was widely criticized by politicians of every party because it could immediately start a full-blown war between the U.S. and Russia, possibly including nuclear weapons. In Yemen last week, after previously providing logistical support to that government and its Saudi Arabian allies, the U.S. Navy started shelling military targets. Last week, Philippine President Duterte ordered an end to joint military exercises with the U.S. That nation's Secretary of Defense announced he will be traveling to China and Russia to place orders for military equipment. Why not promote peace instead of war? We don't need warmongers in Washington, no matter their party affiliation. I also have a personal stake in the rising risk of war. I have a son and four grandsons in or near the prime ages of being drafted into the military. If the politicians want to drag this country into wider military conflicts, they should serve on the front lines and leave my family out of it. That's it for now. Tune in Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.